Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. I'm going to make a couple announcements right now. MicroFact Broadcasting Network will be down for a couple weeks. They're transitioning to Arkansas, so just so you know, if you go to the MicroFact and you don't find me there, I will still be doing the pod beams anyway. I'm a little late this week because I got behind on a bunch of things so far, but anyway, that show must go on. Another announcement I want to make is if you guys are on the Podbean and you want to make comments, I can't respond back to you on Podbean. They don't have that feature where I can go in and respond to your comments because I don't have a cell phone, don't want one, I'm not going to get one. So if you want to make a comment, just send it to independs@yahoo.com. And then I can respond to you this way and correspond with you on that level anyway with the through the email. It's just a general comment you're making, you know, you like the show or whatever, you know, or you thought the show sucked, whatever it may be. So anyway, but you can do it that way, and I can interact with you this way, because again, if you don't do that, then I can't contact you. It's not that I'm being approved or got my nose stuck up in the air. I can't make the communications connect with you guys because I do not have a cell phone and I'm not planning on buying one anytime soon. And don't send me one because it'll wind up in the garbage anyway. I don't want my mind hacked. I don't need to be exposed to radiation. I don't need my genitals to be deep fried in microwaves. I don't need my DNA to be broken down. I'm good. I got enough of that going on already. I don't need any more help. Anyway, a couple things we're going to talk about this week. When I put the links up that I normally do, there's a couple of them that you might really want to share with everybody that you know. The new vaccination laws coming are going to violate everybody's personal rights and freedoms. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your ethnicity is. I don't care what your gender is. I do not care what you consider yourself to be. Unless you're in the trillion-dollar group, you are going to be violated. They are going to pass laws now to take away your rights, and this is coming in Ontario as well. I just got another email from another guy out in London, and he's telling me that Ontario now wants to pass laws to rescind the right to reject vaccinations on the grounds of religious rights and freedoms, or spiritual rights and freedoms, or conscientious objection. This is the funny thing about vegans. Vegans, you know, will run to get their vaccines, and these things have all kinds of animal products in them. Cow products, sheep products, monkey products, chicken products, you know, all kinds. Well done, vegan, well done. Anyway, that's why they're brain damaged, you know, can't fix the brain after they get these shots, because they're loaded with, you know, all these toxic metals. Anyway, all kidding aside, this is serious. This is very, very serious. This is the Agenda 2030 that they're wanting to take and give everybody vaccines. And this should be spread across Europe. And in my humblest estimation, in my humblest opinion, I think every politician, and I'm not kidding you, every politician should be removed from office, tried for treason, hung by their short and curlies. End of story. I have no empathy, no mercy, no nothing in my heart for these bastards. Anybody that's going to propagate this kind of warfare on the general population, and the general population better wake up. If you are already awake, this message isn't so much for you. This is more a message to encourage you or enlighten you, or not to say enlighten, but you know, make you more aware of the warfare that's going on. I got people writing me emails, and they're in some la-di-da world on some sort of Disney Channel, and they're caught up on this whole dynamic of the mainstream matrix mentality. I had one write to me. She said she was a physiologist and she was trying to help me out. I told her to go back and get her money back from her education, because it was a waste of money and time. An idiot, complete idiot. Somebody who, again, had no perception of the reality of today or the reality of what she was believing in. Believed in an ideology and a concept based on some emotional response from people who are also basing their emotions, basing their ideologies on their emotional response, and not looking at the big picture about how the world is being destroyed and damaged by a lifestyle or ideology that's being perpetrated as a greening of the planet. It's just the opposite. When we're looking at all the features and things that are happening across the globe, the concept of being microchipped, the concept of being tagged, the concept of being polluted, the concept of your DNA, why do you think they're putting aborted baby proteins in the vaccines? Or cow products, sheep blood, monkey genes, chicken products. This is putting third strands of DNA inside of you. This is why all of you, a lot of you are coming out with the illnesses that you have, because again, you were corrupted and violated from day one. Why is it that a child now needs almost 70 vaccines in order to be protected from what? You know, it's incredible to me. You know, when you look at people in their 70s or 80s, came from a whole different era of time, they're broken down because of age and time, wear and tear. They're not being broken down because of some, you know, plague that has hit them or, you know, whatever. And those of you who are pro-vaccine, I think you're just basically brain damaged. Myself, I do. I think you're just stupid. You have no concept. You didn't research anything. You responded with a knee-jerk reaction through fear and whatever, through fear and intimidation. You might lose your job. You might lose your place in life. Or you might lose, you know, that nice car you have or whatever. Or you've given your children up as an offering or a sacrifice so you can maintain and sustain your lifestyle. It's remarkable, just remarkable to me. I sometimes wonder why people even have kids if they're so caught up in the material realm. Why are you having children? These are not toys, these are not dolls, these are real people who come with real feelings, real emotions, real mental capacity, has real DNA, and require a great deal of dedication so that they can grow up and become more evolved, better than you. Instead, you have debilitated them with a chemical cocktail that has caused a major, major overhauling in their genetic code or DNA. Majority of these kids today are going to be, when they're coming around, the vaccines that they're going to get is going to probably debilitate them by the time they're 6 or 7 years old. You know, I'm already seeing signs of this already here where I live, and I read about this all throughout the internet. So when we're looking at this that's coming, everybody should be thinking about removing the political leader or politician that is bringing these bills into reality. Remove them. I don't care if it's the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Canada, your parliamentarian, your congressman, your House representative, your monarchy, whatever. They should be removed from office. Then the drug companies or the pharmaceutical companies that are pushing these agendas should be broken down, completely broken down to the smallest of small, so they have absolutely no more power to be able to exert on anybody, anywhere, anytime. And if that means them leaving the country, see ya, don't come back. We'll let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. We don't need your drugs, we don't need your vaccines, we don't need your solutions. They offer none. They haven't cured nothing, and this is the thing that people don't get. Amazes me. The need to run to a doctor at every drop of the hat, and they have not cured a damn thing. They've caused more violations. They've caused more damage. Look at all their solutions. Got breast cancer, we're going to cut it off. Got ovarian cancer, we're going to remove it. You got uterine cancer, we're going to cut that off. You got blood cancer, we're going to irradiate the shit out of you. You know, you got bone cancer, we're going to chemically saturate you. This is their solution. No answers, no solving the problem. Treating a cancer is basically removing the cause, not assaulting it. This idea of going to war on everything, you know, makes no sense. Concept is you have a problem. You have a problem because you've got something in the system that is causing a reprogramming of the DNA, and so as a result, as a result. They're now looking at killing the end result rather than dealing with the problem. This is the medical field today. This is the pharmaceutical's idea of a solution. This is why some of the doctors today who are legitimately trying to come up with solutions and heal their clients are dealing with lawsuits or removal of their license to practice or whatever, because they're not going along with a system that is designed to hijack and cause extreme damage to your personage, disrupting your DNA, disrupting your genetic code. Look at all the drugs that they're giving. How many side effects do they have? And people keep taking these things knowing full well that they're feeling the wrath of these chemicals. It makes no sense to me. It's like, you know, oh yeah, it's terrible, oh, but give me some more. It's wonderful, the thinking. This is a serious, serious matter. These videos should probably be passed out to everybody you know. This is the point I'm going to make to you. I said this before. Do not try to convert anybody. It's a waste of time. You'll just get frustrated. They'll fight you. They'll whatever. Show them the facts. Let them make the decision. Because if they decide to accept this, then what comes up on their head, they brought onto themselves. The rest will eventually make the plans required to leave the system. There's no other way. There is going to be no other way. You're either going to form your own community somewhere else, eliminating any access to these governments. You're going to go back to whatever maritime laws or black laws that are out there. You're going to create an isolation. There's going to be no other option for you, because there is no solution staying in the system. This system is corrupt to the core. It has absolutely no ethical, moral, or spiritual value. Zero. If you're believing in some sort of spirituality and you're feeling like you're all spiritual because you got everything in life you needed and everything's going well in your life and you're doing your crossing your legs and you're meditating and you're going whatever, or you're just, looking up to the skies and thanking the universe and an entity of nothing but magnetic fields. That's all the universe is a consortium or consolidation or a multiple fields, magnetic fields throughout the universe, which does nothing other than keeping everything intact. Then, and again, this is a lunacy that I don't understand either. So going to the creator, they go to the creation. It's really stupid. If you think because all is right in your world and things are in balance, the rug is about to get pulled from underneath you. With all the genetic damage they've done with the nanoprogramming and the nanobiology and the synthetic biology that they've released in the atmosphere, that they've just put out in the field, okay, and you are being absorbed, you are being exposed, absorbing these things. Genetics in the food supply, all you thinking, being spiritual and vegan, how great and wonderful. You are going to be the subject of pain like you've never felt before in your life. And that's not a threat, that's not an intimidation, that is a hardcore fact of reality. If you're looking at us who are talking about what's going on, and you're not getting the message, you're not receiving it, not thinking, oh, it's all negative, I don't want anything negative in my life, oh, that's so negative, oh, geez, my God, oh, the negativity. It's called a reality check. In this life, there are negative things that happen. It's up to you to bear the responsibility to see those negative things and make the proper changes instead of sitting on your ass with your finger stuck up your ass. You need to get off your ass, take your finger out, wash it, and start doing something, researching and coming up with solutions. And again, this is not for the people that are already listening and awake. This is for those who are sending these audios out to, so that people, because I'm not pulling no punches, I haven't pulled any punches for any time. And if you are feeling whatever you're feeling, then deal with it. Period. Deal with it. I have no regrets of what I'm saying. I've been around the block. I have seen this life. I have lived the life. And I can tell you, it's all vanity. All of it. You can enjoy certain things, you can see certain things and be entertained by certain things, but in the end, it's the same shit is going on a global level, same shit, different channel, different pile, same program. That's what's going on right across the planet. It doesn't matter. Ask me how I know. Go ahead, ask me. I talk to people from over 190 countries, and they all tell me the same thing. Same thing is going on in their countries is going on where I'm sitting here in Canada. So don't think for 1 minute that we're special in this country. We aren't. And in fact, it's worse here because the level of illusions and illusionary aspects of what life is going on here in Canada, because you get the conveniences of going to a grocery store, or to a Walmart, or to a mall, and you know, or we have the convenience of being sitting at home, being entertained by the idiot box or the brainwashing box, or listening to all these brainwashing frequencies on the radio. We think we got it good. We think, you know, we got all these cell phones and we can walk around and, you know, text people and feel like we're connected. Yeah, you're connected, all right. Connected to a machine. Connected to a machine. You're not connected to each other. You've lost that. You've been devolved to the integration of machine and flesh. And you happen to be the flesh, and the machine has got you by everything. It's got your genetics, it's got your DNA, it's got your mind, it's got your brain, it's even got your emotions. Anyway, talking about tech, a couple of things here also. The Google workers are fearing the mass atrocities caused by killer robots. Can you imagine that? Killer robots? We've been talking about that for quite some time. Jay Tuck was mentioning that, and AI is killing us. I've been talking about AI killing us. I've been, you know, I'm following the whole AI scene, you know, the whole concept of the neural link that Elon Musk is trying to propagate. It's lunacy, sheer lunacy, pure idiocy, to allow oneself to be connected directly to a machine, thinking that you are going to be in control. It will overwrite you like a program, a bad program. It will look at you as a virus and take over. Anyway, they're talking about this. This is already going on. The United States is going to be, by 2025, have robots in the military. Half of it will be robotic. I can see up the way police, robocops, actually walking down the streets. I can actually see drones flying around you again. And they're not going to have to worry about chasing you down, because these devices will emit frequencies that will be able to activate the nanotechnology inside your body. To shut you down, or to disable you some way, somehow, or maybe even push a kill switch and poof, you're gone. This is not far-fetched. All the bullshit you're reading on nanotechnology, nanobiology, there is absolutely no basis in fact that this will even be used medically for people. If anything, these will be insertions for people, but with the excuse that it's going to treat something medically. And once it's embedded, now the person has been tagged inside and out. See, when they talk about nanotechnology being, you know, a benefit to treating cancer, and this is what everybody's going to get all worked up about, cancer. And then we see them being, you know, attaching nano gold with turmeric or green tea, or because I read the reports from PubMed too, which are about, you know, 67% fairy tale. 20-30% of it is subject to the course of whoever wrote it in regarding to what they were selling. In other words, if they had a vitamin or a herb and they came up with something that could propagate it to do something, it's in the PubMed because it's a paper. It doesn't take much to put a paper in a database today. I've got papers in databases on academia, which I didn't even put in there. But somebody saw my research and put it in. Again, the validity of those research papers in PubMed is subject to discretion. You have to test what you're reading there. There are people that propagate putting PubMed research out there thinking that it's the gospel truth. Nothing could be further from the truth. There were students that were putting research papers in the PubMed based on some research that they found, which was never tested properly, or which was tested very lightly, so there was no way of really indicating that it could be, there is any legitimacy to them. So you really got to understand that the whole thing is a setup. I read research all the time. I use Q&M Medical, and even those research papers, I don't, I read them. I'm fascinated by some of the results that they've gotten. But it doesn't mean I go along with it, you know. Another thing came out, toxicity of pristine versus functionalized fullerenes, mechanism of cell damage, and the role of oxidative stress. Wow, another shit-kicking for C60. When you read this again, it's also validating what we've been saying for the longest time. Well, C60 is extremely toxic, extremely dangerous, gets inside and causes a rewiring of the cells, rewiring of the brain, rewiring of the spine, and it causes severe damage. Now, when you read this research, it's going to tell you in the first part what it's been propagated to do. The sales pitch that they're putting out, oh, it's going to treat cancer, and it's going to, you know, has antioxidant properties, has a, you know, it can do this and it can do that. This is all based on a YouTube channel with a rat study. This blew me away that it was so easy. How easy it was to manipulate the general population with this. I mean, so many people fell for this shit. This stuff was just totally dangerous. We've been telling you for a long time about nanotechnology and nanobiology, nanoparticulates. It doesn't matter what it is in regarding to any kind of metal, that when it's that small, it doesn't function the same way in the body. Well, this is another damning report on carbon C60. This needs to also be propagated, so people who are taking this shit will get off it. It's going to take a while to get this stuff out of the body, depending on how long you've been using it. You know, again, another advanced technology that was supposed to benefit you, okay, just like soy was supposed to benefit you, just like omega-3s were supposed to benefit you, just like, you know, some of the like molasses was supposed to benefit you, and all these other shit products that came in the health industry were supposed to benefit you, and it turns out to be another hijack. Remember Iproflavone? Anybody remember taking that shit? It was a soy derivative that was supposed to help women's bone density and help, again, offset any cancers. And it turned out that it actually created more cancers. It actually broke down the skeletal system. It destroyed women. Another wonderful, and again, that came from a PubMed research. Anybody that propagates PubMed as a viable research is really an idiot. I have to say, a complete moron. You know, unless you've tested that research and seen the results of that research thoroughly, then it's not something that should be propagated. You can direct people to a PubMed thing based on the study that has been done in PubMed, which may or may not be true. If you did it that way, then that's one thing. Then the onus is on the person to, again, further their research and investigate for themselves the validity of if something works. This is the bottom line. Okay, when you do any research, again, it's what it is. It's research. It's all it is. Just research. Okay, until you actually test the things out to see for yourself whether or not these things actually have any validity to them. Unless somebody writing a thesis paper to get their name in an academic, so they, you know, so-and-so wrote the thesis paper on blah blah blah, you know. And a lot of the Chinese references today are coming from research that was done by Europeans way back in the 50s and 60s, and now they're just recycling the research. The Japanese for once came out in 1980 talking about how bad meat was for you, and in all reality the meat wasn't what was bad. It was the hormones and the toxicity of the chemicals. So again, test whatever you're reading, you know. Read everything that you're buying. Don't just allow yourself, you know, to be caught up in the guru campaign to further debilitate you so they can sell you another product, another piece of shit that is going to create more havoc for you. If it's coming out of NASA, seriously, reconsider it. If it's coming out of Israel, seriously, reconsider it. If it's coming out of, you know, some far off places, really reconsider what you're buying, what research you're reading. Just because it's coming from Israel, Russia, or China, or this, or Japan, doesn't mean it has any validity to it whatsoever. It doesn't mean anything. It just means that somebody in those countries has come up with an idea to sell a product to Americans or Canadians in the West to make a lot of money and to sit very prestigiously in their wherever they live, because now they're making Canadian and American dollars on shit products that they're selling to, again, propagate their profits. It's no different than the pharmaceutical, no different whatsoever. You know, it has come to a point in the alternative realms. You got the same thing going on now. They have followed the same guidelines and patterns that the allopathic has done. Instead of curing you, they were going to come up with another product to treat another condition. Condition that was brought on a product that you bought by another company or another set of people that they have, that they further sold or you know, advertised or campaigned for you to buy. The campaigning today doesn't take much. All you need is a little color, a little pizzazz. Somebody out there they can make an expression of, you know, look, it looks like they really are believing that, oh, this stuff is so, man, this was the greatest thing. Oh, you've got to try it. I tried before, I was like this and blah, oh, and I felt like shit. Now I took this product and I feel so wonderful. Oh, yes. It's the same, come on, over and over and over. Same thing, same everything. You know, television, if I was on television right now and I, you know, stuck my finger in the air and said, this product here will make you feel great. All you gotta do is hit this button with this finger and you will feel fantastic. I'd make $1 million just by doing that. Just by doing that. This is where it's at today, and the need for common sense, applying the gray matter, thinking, you know, asking yourself, does this really work? Asking yourself, do we really need this product? Asking yourself, is it on a nanoscale? Did they add titanium dioxide to this product? Did they add silicon dioxide to this product? Did they add aluminum lake to this product? Did they add any other metallic material to this product? Did they add any soy to this product? Did they add any aborted baby material to this product? Did they add any kind of fibrous material that can be that doesn't break down into your intestinal tract and can embed it in there and be allowed to assemble and grow in your colon? Are you taking anything there that can shut down your DNA? Are you taking anything there that can alter your genetic code? Are you taking anything in these products that can get through your intestinal tract and embed themselves someplace in your body? These are things that you need to really ask yourself. Do you really need this product? Oh, I got a product now. You know, I can be erected for 25 hours. I can make love like a porn star. Oh, this is the product for me. You know, tell you, what they show you on the television is a product that somebody's taking because it's boosting a testosterone. And they're showing somebody in the gym, and then after they talk about how this is great and wonderful for it's going to be in the bedroom. My questions on these things are all the time. Even pharmaceuticals can't make that kind of claim. You know, you can work out in the gym and take steroids and develop and reshape and chisel your body with chemistry. You can do that with herbs too. You can do that with proteins. You can do that with a lot of things. But is it really going to carry over in the bedroom? You know, and if your lifestyle and your cortisol levels and your insulin levels are off the charts, this won't work. Period. Physiologically, biochemically, these things will not work. But the idea to get some big celebrity athlete, celebrity movie star. Oh yeah! Before I took this product, I was a dud, and I was a dud, not a stud. Now I've taken this product, and man, I'm up all night long. She's telling me, honey, you gotta quit because you're wearing me out. Well, all this nonsense. When we're looking at anything nano that they're propagating as going to be a panacea, you might want to really look at the research done on augmentinforce.com, and you might want to look at Brian396's information he's also put out there, and then read that data first. It's not a colorful thing. It's not something that's going to, you know, it's not an ad campaign to sell you a product that's going to give you a better erection or you know, better set of breasts or a tighter ass or a six pack, or is going to make you feel good and give you a great mood and all these. No, this is going to tell you what you need to hear so that you can prepare yourself how in order to minimize any exposure, any health issue that the health food industry is about to put on you. It's also going to protect you from the allopathic industry and the pharmaceutical industry that, again, what they're going to put on you or in you, going back to the vaccine laws, a violation of your personal rights and freedom. And I'm going to tell you something about that. I forgot to mention. Chances are, if you don't get that vaccine, so for those who are ass sitters and, you know, ass and butt warmers and whatever, you're not going to be able to access your pensions. You're not going to be able to access your tax returns. You're not going to be able to access your retirement. You're not going to be able to access your social funds that you're needing for the welfare and things you're on, or any other money coming in from the governments. This almost sounds like the mark of the beast. I got to tell you, it's going to be a mark on the right hand and forehead, which basically the right hand is, again, when you translate that, it could be is the arm. The word for a day in the Semitic tongue means hand or arm. And forehead, well, again, right to directly to the pineal, that's just connect you right square on, you know. If you don't have that mark, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. Isn't that interesting? It's going to force an exodus out of this system. The Bible says, come out of her, my people. I think this is what this is going to do. Those who have eyes to see will see, and those who have ears to hear will hear. The rest will be asleep. Most people are already asleep. Most people are oblivious to what's going on. Most people are indifferent to what's happening. Those people are portals, human portals, what somebody called. Another one is called them stagehands. And we're in a set, and we're in a hologram, and these people are just backgrounds, people that they don't flinch. They just go along to keep on going along with the movie, with the script. Okay, don't allow yourself to be again misled by other people. Let everybody do their own thing. I have no problem with that. Like I said, you as eyes to hear, let them hear. You as eyes to see, let them see. You know, in other words, see it and hear it. Be aware of it, then do something about it. Okay, I can see a major exodus happening. I've said this many a time. There will be communities of people of all kinds that will be like-minded. And I'm going to tell you something. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's an old saying. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And we are going to get to a point here that those of us who have different ideologies, different belief systems, different whatever, you know, are going to recognize that the real enemy isn't our beliefs or our indifferences to each other. It's going to be the fact that everybody is going to get assaulted. This vaccination issue, you know, the tech issues, are going to corrupt and violate everyone across the board. It isn't going to matter if you're Islamic. It isn't going to matter if you're of the Hebrew faith. It isn't going to matter if you're Christian. It isn't going to matter if you're Buddhist. It isn't going to matter if you're Hindu. It isn't going to matter if you're Baha'i. It isn't going to matter if you're four square believing in aliens are going to save you. It isn't going to matter. They are going to hit everybody, and everybody is going to be forced to comply. And this is what this is really all about, telling you that you can't, you say, well, I believe in aliens are going to save me, or I believe Jesus is going to come back, or I believe in Moses, or I believe in Muhammad, or I believe in Vishnu, or I believe in, you know, Buddha. You know, it doesn't allow me to violate my body or my personage by taking in this unclean material that you're putting in there. Not going to matter. Not going to matter. Everybody's going to have to recognize and come to grips with this, because if you maintain and sustain the divisions that they have created between us, you know, you're a black man, you're a white man, you're a red man, you're a yellow man, you're a brown man. I see people of color, but I see men and women. That's what I see. And that's how everybody needs to start looking. We are men and women. We're of the ilk of of being assaulted and violated by governments and agencies and corporations that now think they own you. They believe they own you. They think that you're nothing more than just cattle. You're one step below cattle. According to the Zionists, you're nothing but a goyim. And a goyim is the worst insult anybody could be called on the planet. If a Zionist calls you that, you need to put your foot square in their ass and crank it sideways. Let them know that a goyim put them down. Okay. That is a violate. That word is such a vile word. You know, it's worse than calling somebody a Negro the N-word. It's worse than calling a Hebrew a Jew. It's the connotation to that and the implication of that is the most horrendous insult one can be given. Do not accept it. Do not let them get away with it. Anybody that calls you that, let them know it. Hard. Very hard. The Russians are also now complaining about Facebook interfering with their elections. These entities, and when I say the terms entities, it can be the term can be used in so many different ways. Entities like spirits and aliens, or entities as corporations, or entities like the internet. Things like Facebook or YouTube, they have such power and influence. They're entities that can create and disrupt all kinds of internal balances that countries need to function in order to sustain the peace that they have. You could, with Facebook, create a revolution in Russia. You could create one in China. This is why they put such a tight lid on what people can access there. They don't need to have 1 billion people go nuts. They don't need to have, you know, population that's already trying to recover from an economic ruin to all of a sudden fall apart again. So again, this is going on, and this is what I'm saying. Don't believe everything you hear and read from Facebook. It's just a propaganda machine. Same with YouTube. I see people watching the cartoons on the YouTube and actually believe some of the horseshit some of these people are saying. Again, smarten up, test whatever you're reading. Another thing that, about technology, they were designing to make these nano mosquitoes to go into the environment so that they could hack other mosquitoes, gene hack them. Now, as a result of their meddling with the genetics, the mosquito got programmed, and now it came up with its own immune system to counter the programming that was put into them by the so-called scientists with their wonderful ideas. And now these mosquitoes are carrying a different gene that can now infect you in a whole totally different way. When you get bit by an insect today, it doesn't mean that they're just salivating, biting into you and salivating a protein to infect your body. Oh no. Those days have been gone for 30 years. Now when an insect bites you, it's carrying the glyphosates, it's carrying the atrazine, it's carrying the nanosilica, it's carrying the nanosilver, it's carrying the pesticide chemicals that it's been embedded with. So now when it bites you, it is now releasing that same thing back in you. That's why you can get sick from a mosquito bite or a fly bite today, because or any kind of insect today, a spider bite, because these insects are, again, being exposed to all these things, and then when they come back even more deadlier than they were before. The spider bites you and releases the protein in you. You can wind up having it, your flesh fall off, because the proteins may be carrying a nano programming designed to further push the lethality of their venom. Now imagine other animals like snakes or hawks or other animals that can bite and release some kind of venom in the body. Imagine what they're releasing. Thanks wonderfully to the geneticists. Thank you wonderfully to the corporocracies that control the genetic development, the violation of the earth through the campaigning of veganism to destroy the trees that would otherwise absorb some of the pathologies that are in the atmosphere today, absorb some of the poisons in the air today, so we can grow more soy, which doesn't do anything but poison the environment, or more genetically modified corn, which does nothing more than pollute the environment, further causing more chemicals to be dumped into the soil, further causing more drastic level geogenetic engineering into the environment, further causing indigenous life forms on the earth to be wiped out completely, complete planetside of indigenous species that are alive today, and as a result of this interference with the genetics have been completely come to extinction, all because we have to feed some idiot vegan his little tofu. Oh, tofu, at the expense of a planetside reaction going on globally. This is what's being done. This is how it rolls. You know, now we're also dealing with different wireless technologies that can cause a lot of EMF damage, and some of the technology today and how it can affect even your mind. You know, DARPA reveals conscious AI supercomputers utilized for mind control. They're programming these AI systems. Like I said, you can't control AI. All they're controlling is what they're building to program. Once it attaches itself to the main AI system, which you can't control, it can now be anywhere, any place, anytime, through your cell phone or through other smart devices to affect your brain. Been saying this for a while about the brain hacking. Here's some more information for you. CRISPR used to build dual core computers inside human cells. This is genetically engineering human cells to act like computers, to function like a program. This is the world we live in. We have some diabolically maniacal people in power today, and we've allowed them to get in power and stay in power, and as the end result, I've been coerced by these corporations, whether they be on a genetic level or on a nano AI level or on a telecommunications level, to purposely violate us as a species, us as a people, us as a group. And if you happen to be in that group that they're experimenting with, depending on what they're releasing on you, you won't even know what hit you. And when you go to the doctor, they're not going to know either. And if they do know, there's a gag order. I don't know how many times I've said this. I get people constantly emailing me. Well, what if I go to the doctor? I look at them and I write back to them, are you an idiot? I say, are you an idiot? You know, what has the medical field cured in the last 50, 60 years? Nothing. And they've got gag orders on any of this. This is something I don't understand, how people don't see this. Being in a panic is one thing, but allowing yourself to fall into a level of despondency to a point where you're ready to surrender, just like that, bang, surrender to an institution that is out there to kill you. And some of you know this. So you just, it's incredible to me, the knee-jerk reaction that people have. Oh, I'm going to go to my doctor. And do what exactly? I just had a woman contact me the other day. Her husband had been hit with a nano, and he had broke out with the lesions and whatnot, had a fever, went to the hospital, and they killed him. Gave him steroids. They further debilitated his immune system, so this was allowed to run and take him over. This is reality today. Nothing that you seem to have been programmed with to believe is a benefit for you. In regard for you, the supposedly beneficial effect for you is truly beneficial. In fact, it's the opposite. And what's even the biggest kicker here is your insurance companies and your wallet is paying so that you can go and become more further violated by the technology that they've embedded into you. They're not going to cure you. They're not going to heal you. Any of you have been suffering, you know, intensely over years and decades, going to a doctor, taking their pills, how did that work for you? You know, are you still suffering after 20 years? Are you still suffering after 1 year, 2 years, you know, are you still suffering? Are you still taking those drugs? Are you still following their instructions? Are you still going? You're like a good little, you know, robot or program, and you know, every month you go in to see the doctor to get your prescription refilled so you can further take those drugs. Is that working for you? Welcome to this world. The world is the greatest lie and deception we've ever seen. Okay, you know how they got everybody vaping, you know, as an alternative to smoking? The vaping is now killing people. Imagine that. The vaping is now killing people. Could you believe it? Would you believe that? This is supposed to be, you know, substitute to take over for the cigarettes. But now it's just as dangerous, if not more so, because everyone's under the assumption that the vaping is going to be better and more beneficial as opposed to smoking. The chemicals in the vapes are going to take you out. The flavoring and everything, they just keep getting this, the like I said, this is what's interesting here. There's always a constant need to hook you or addict you to some product. So after a while, you have to keep going back and buying that product. These are legal addictions that they've given you, alcohol, tobacco, and vaping. These are legal and pharmaceutical drugs. You can go to your doctor and get a script and continue getting that same script for the next 100 years. This is these are perfectly okay. You can go ahead and get your over-the-counter addictive substances, and this is fine. Go out in the street and buy something out in the street, and they'll arrest you and the person that sold it to you. But you can buy the over-the-counter stuff. That's okay. And because it's over-the-counter, everybody feels justified that it's safe. This is why I say to people all the time, you know, when you are buying things or listening to these programs, like, yeah, how many pharmaceutical ads you see daily in the on the television, for those of you who still watch television, or you hear on the radio? Have any of you ever actually researched the side effects of these products, or did you get caught up again on the entertainment and the programming and the hacking? Oh, they bring somebody on there. Oh, their skin looks like they're falling apart, but I took this drug and look at me. I look like a beautiful specimen again. Oh, what a great, wonderful the drug was. And then afterwards, you hear them reading the side effects and running at about 100 miles an hour. Death. World we live in. That's the reality. We say, well, that's being negative. Oh, that's so negative. That's the reality. And get a reality check. We used to say that term all the time. Have a reality check here. Nothing in this world is as it seems. You know, if you are believing in something more than yourself, it better be something that's going to get you through the tough times. Anything else is going to be bullshit. And I'm going to tell you now, what's happening today is whatever doesn't have substance is going to be tested through the fire. End of story. I don't care what you believe. I don't give a shit what you think. I don't care what your ideologies are. I don't give a shit what your opinions are. Opinions are like arseholes. Everybody has one. The fire of this life is going to either burn, or it's going to filter, or it's going to remove anything dead attached to you. And when it goes, it's going to be painful. And when it goes, it's going to be shocking, because you've always been under the assumption that what you believed in, or what you thought was what you believed in, or what ideology you have, whatever it may be, is going to come to dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Ash is carbon, dust is sand or silica. That's what you're going to come down to. This is what you're going to break down to eventually. That's all that we are. But that's what we're comprised of: proteins, minerals, and sugar. Fat. You know, when you look at how we're made and what we're made and what we decompose to, and your beliefs and your systems and your ideologies, we're going to fall even less than that. I assure you. whatever you've been taught doctrinally, I don't care what it is, whether you're of the Hebrew faith, Islamic, Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever, Baha'i, Babalui, Gui, whatever. Whatever doctrines you've been taught, whatever teachings you've been led to believe, whatever concepts that have been given to you through whatever philosophical bullshitter that's out there. As you can see, I'm not a religious man by any stretch of the imagination. I do believe in the living God, I do believe through Christ, for sure. But I don't believe much else, to be quite honest with you. I've seen a lot of different things, tried a lot of different things in the past. Nothing holds a candle, period. Nothing will stand up with you through the toughest of times. And nothing will, in essence, essentially fortify you. Nothing that I've seen anyway. But even in that, there were doctrines and beliefs that I was taught in the past that I'm looking at today and reflecting on and seeing how they don't hold up. A lot of the things just don't measure up. They were just truisms that sounded good, that sounded spiritual. And so, like I said, when you go through the fires, and you go through the tribulations you're going to go through, and this is every faith, I don't give a shit what you believe. Don't care what you believe. You go through those tribulations, you go through these times and events that are going to test the very core of who you are and what you are, the violations of this nanopoisoning, the violation of these frequencies, the damaging of your DNA, the damaging of your genetic code, the economic stresses that you're having, the disingenuous concepts that you believe in, whatever they may be, they will fall to dust. When it's all said and done, the truth will set you free, and the truth will be all there is. I don't give a shit if you believe in aliens, I don't give a shit if you believe in the Dracos and the serpents and the droids and all the reptoids, I don't give a shit what you believe in that regard. The truth will surface on that completely. Same with the religions of the planet. The truth is what will eventually come to the surface. Everything else will be burned up. Everything. So all the rituals, all the bullshit, all the games, gone. You'll be burned up. Because if you hang on to them, it's going to burn you. That's the way it is. If it doesn't have any substance, any valid, or any relevance to the truth, and you hang on to it, it's going to take you out. End of story. And you'll know. Nobody will have to explain it to you. You'll know. We are in that reality today. You know, you want to go to also, there's photosgoogle.com, type in Brian396 research, and you'll see some of the assembling of the nano inside your body. He took some time, because I keep telling, we need to make cartoons because people don't see reality anymore. And so he decided to put up films up there as well. So again, go check them out. You got Aeromac on the YouTube channel. He just did an upgrade on the bucket. He put in a timer on it and a frequency device. So he did a really good job. I think everybody should go watch it. Again, he did a terrific job on the upgrade, making his own upgrades. And I encourage people to continue making whatever I've shown better, and then share it. And in you've also got. I can't think right off the bat. Anyway, you got augmentandforce.com as well. Go on the site. There is a catalog link for those of you who are interested in buying and supporting what I'm doing. There's also links are on the Nano as well. Feel free to look at them. Special note here, if you do order stuff, please put a note into your order if you send me any kind of money or checks or whatever. So at least I can fill your order. Sometimes people send me money and I'm thinking it's for a consultation or for something else, and nobody puts on there what they want. And then I get an email 3 weeks later, well, I ordered this, how come I never got it? Because there was nothing in the envelope other than a check or money. So please, if you are going to order, again, make sure I know what you want. Just because they talked to me on an email or called me on the phone doesn't mean I'm going to remember this. Remember, I deal with people from all over the planet. I'm up wee hours of the morning dealing with people from all walks, or I'm working in R&D. So anything you can do to make it easier for me to fill your order and get it to you ASAP, again, let me know. The other thing too is anybody getting stuff from me from the U.S., remember something here. The your stuff has to go through customs. They tell me 3 days are on my side, and I've never seen it yet get there in 3 days. So it's going to take usually 7 to 10 days to get to you. That's just the nature of the beast. The customs has to go through it and make sure, you know, you're not being terrorized or whatever. And I get it. It's their job to make sure you're safe. So again, be a little patient with it. You got to remember the stuff is coming from Canada. If it's coming from the United States, it would probably take no more than 3 days to get to you. Gag Canada was the other one I was trying to remember. Again, go check out Gag Canada, Burn Dead Green stuff. Again, you know, the YouTube channel, we've got, you know, YouTube on upgrades as well. Not augmented, of course, the Herbs Plus and Beadworks channel. Go to take a look. Feel free to, again, learn, evolve, develop, make things better, find solutions. This is all you have. Work together with whoever. Get together with whoever you can get together that's awake and that you can work with and that you can interact with. In the end, all we have is each other, you know. God and each other is all we have. That's it. Anyway, this is another segment. I'll post this and so you guys can have it. The links will be up as well. Feel free to share. Again, I can't emphasize enough the two links on the vaccinations. It was the second and third one. They need to be presented and pushed to everybody across the board. And we need to look at impeaching parliamentarians, impeaching representatives of respective countries that are supposedly representing the people. People have actual power if we just would exercise it. This shit would never have gotten this far. All right, to the next segment, do the research, test the research, build it, make it better. Take care.